Hi, my love, Jo Warwick here, and I'm jumping on because I wanted to share a personal note around understanding how love communicates to you. A big part when you're doing the flip to love method and you're shifting away from fear to love, both in your mind, your energy, your frequency, is having to learn how love communicates with you. And love can communicate with you in different ways on different times of the day, at different days. It depends where your frequency is at. It depends what you need at the time. So love will communicate in ways of energy. So first off, you may feel a shift in the way that you feel in your body. You may feel a softening, a rush of energy, a gentle flow of energy. You might feel that your mind expands, that there's a kind of opening feeling, like the opening of the lotus. Overall, you will feel this sense of well-being, calm, and peace. That is sort of the general feeling as the energy, the frequency, the vibration of love as you surrender washes over you. And the deeper and more that you allow that experience, the more intense it becomes. But be clear, love is a very quiet energy. Our job is to listen, okay? So softening and allowing love to flow through in that method, it will also, you can experience love as you journal prompt and you do the journal and you start to learn how to listen to yourself. So the flip to love method itself is a method to make a shift, and I've given you journal prompts. But once you learn to journal with love and asking those questions, and it becomes a more fluid thing, then of course your writing becomes freer. And the art to allowing love to speak through you is not to question anything that you hear with your own mind. Sometimes it may feel that you have to clear what's in the way first, so which is why I ask the fear questions first. But once you get going, you'll notice if you draw two lines, one will feel like, there's arguments here, there's resistance. And then you put all that down and then you allow the solution to come through. It's the same thing. So you can start to feel and experience for yourself the very personal communication that you receive from love. You may also experience heat. Either hot or cold, love can be in whatever's shifting in your frequency at that time, but it can be very gentle or it can be suddenly quite strong. So you might get a whoosh of energy. That is also love communicating with you. You will get inspiration. So sometimes it will just feel like I suddenly a desire to stretch my body, to move a limb, to breathe deeply, to get up and have a shower. This is also love communicating to you. So as you might get inspirations to go somewhere, to eat something, to drink something, when you don't get in the way and you simply allow the natural inspiration and follow it through an expression of your body, your movement, your breath, your eating, your action, drinking, etc. This is also love communicating with you. All that is happening is that you are surrendering and allowing the impulse of love, which is you, the fuller self of you, the divine self of you, the connected you to all things, that unconditional love, that life force flowing through you without resistance. And then you get into the energy of solution. The only thing that ever gets in the way is when we block it with resistance, we fear, we doubt what we're receiving. So by doing the flip to love method, you are able to learn A, how to communicate with love, listen to love, respond with love, take action from love, and doing it every single moment in every single day. You can ask, once you get into practice with it, you can ask, love, what would you have me do in this moment? And simply listen and then respond. So anytime you feel out of whack, out of balance, you can come back to that. And it's that practice of coming back into the flow. But you're listening and you're experiencing and you're releasing those resistances. It's all about practice. So I hope that gives you a bit of a deeper insight to learning how love communicates with you. But of course, we go into this in more depth inside Abundance, the next stage on from here, which has a collection of videos and a meditation for you to have a deeper experience of that shifting in using that love flow, that abundance flow, and getting into the flow of abundance. And then, of course, in my full programs, Loved, that actually goes into full depth, and you are guided throughout a mentoring program, a digital coaching program. You get the hot seat coaching, you get the full package to be guided to come into a deep, deep connection and relationship through every action tool that I have, from meditation to sound healing to body connection, somatic release, the full gamut. If you want to find out more about Loved, then you can click the button to visit the full video on that. But I hope that you enjoy, and once again, it is a self exploration of your deep and very intimate personal relationship with love.